again, no reward for all that hard work, was there?
Yeah, that's a tough thing. You're exactly right. I thought we had just an outstanding first period. And coming out of a 1-0 lead was good. But, yeah, the way we played, it certainly could have been more than that. Then it kind of settled down more into kind of a typical North Dakota Bemidji game. Not a whole lot either way, but we certainly did create some more chances. I just like the way he played. It was just frustrating to give up a power play goal like that. And then Nels takes a shot in the chops and gets 2 minutes for it. And I really love the way we battled. We came over here into obviously a difficult place to play. And we got a big point. So we'll take it and swing over to Tim Hortons, grab some Timbits, and head home.
You guys had a low cycle going something fierce in that first period. Did they take that away as the game progressed, or did you guys not utilize it as much?
No, they did a better job of sealing, yeah, no question. We had our feet moving, and they were kind of standing and watching. But, yeah, their strength are their defense. They've got some big-time defensemen back there. That Krzaniak and Hershey are two of the best you can see in the league. And certainly Hampton's been around. She's a senior. So, yeah, they did a little better job. Their centers got a little bit more active down there as well. But, we were still – there was still some quality zone time. The one thing they did a real nice job was taking away our DDD spread. So, we were hoping to utilize our three high offense a little bit more than we were able to. But, we had some chances. We got some pucks to the net. And that's kind of typical of our games with them. It comes down to a bounce, and they got one off the end boards there to tie it up.
That is a play that you see a ton in the NHL just because of the sheer size of the players that you have to go off of the end boards. It's trickling down to the women's game too, isn't it? You can't get pucks to the net anymore.
No, you're exactly right, Joel. It was a smart play. And unfortunately, our defenseman kind of turned to the outside, and their player was on the inside of her. And who knows if she turns the inside right away, maybe Britt's able to get over there a little better than she did. But, yeah, give North Dakota credit. They certainly – I think they certainly intended to shoot it wide like that, and it paid off for them.
You talk about the skill in this league. Those penalty shootout goals
I've never seen shootout shots like that. I mean, all three of them were just unbelievable. So, yeah, I told Britt, there's nothing you could do on those. She was solid. She was square and unfortunately, like I told the group, you win these shootouts, you feel like you win the game, and you lose them, you feel like you lose the game. But I said, we did not lose this game. We came in here and battled hard and got a hard-earned point, and we'll take it and get ready for next week.
Three-way tied for fifth is good, isn't it?
Yeah, you betcha. We came into the weekend down, and now we're even. So, we control our own destiny, and let's go out there and see if we can't get some points against Wisconsin next weekend.
See you next week, Jim.
Thank you.
Jim Scanlon, head coach of the Beavers, with us today on the Paul Bunning Communications postgame show.